President Obama says the United States has to keep pressure on enemies reacting to the terror plot on that Delta flight that was headed into Detroit on Christmas Day. More details coming up on that, too. It gets stranger and stranger. Can't make this stuff up every single day. Also, we're going to talk about resolutions on this show. Yep. Do you make them? Do you try to stick to them? Or do you say, forget it all, I'm not even going in that direction? Happy holidays, everybody. Kate Delaney, of course, America Tonight, the name of the show. I am the captain of the ship as we zig and zag all over the place. Heading into a new year, a lot of people will have a resolution of a different sort. After maybe trying to make a marriage work, they decide they just have to throw the towel in. Or in some cases, a partner decides, hey, I want out of this. You know, there are things about a divorce. It's like the War of the Roses. Did you ever see that movie with Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner? Whew, that would turn you off to marriage just in general, I think. But it's the reality that the statistics, depending on who you talk to, you know, half of the marriages now in the United States end in divorce. But is there a way to do this in a civilized manner? And there is a way to do that. There's an attorney who's going to join us, Hal Davis, who says, absolutely, there's a way that you can get divorced in a way where you're not killing each other and as a result, killing the kids as well. So we're going to veer off politics and lifestyle and some other things for just a minute here before we hit the headlines and talk to Hal, who's waiting in the green room. I think we can usher him in. He has one of those expensive lattes that are in the budget, at least coming to this year anyway. Hal, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kate. Good to be here.
You people can go to civilized, by the way, -divorce.com, because you have a fabulous website. It tells you all about the things that we're about to talk about. But what gave you the idea for civilized divorce? I mean, even using the term civilized divorce, what gave you the idea to go in this direction?
Well, I found that people, even more than a low price, people want a they want to know what the price is going to be for a divorce. And the only way that I could offer them a flat fee for a divorce was to say, okay, here's what the fee is going to be if you don't start fighting. And so I just determined it from the base premise of I'm going to do it for a flat fee and then built everything else from there.
What have you found since you started? First of all, how long have you done civilized divorce, and what have you found since you started doing it?
I've been doing nothing but civilized divorce since 2000, and I'm finding that, first of all, my advertising tends to attract the people who want to do it the way I want to do it and turns away the folks who don't want to do it my way. And as a result, I'm seeing much more of the people who are ending their marriage with fatigue. They're just tired and want to move on, and not the people who are looking to extract as much blood as possible from the other side.
Yeah, and that's it, isn't it? It's the idea is to be efficient and pretty peaceful in this process, right?
Yes. Well, Kate, you mentioned resolutions, and that's part of what we do is the parties resolve that they are going to not fight about this. They're going to work an agreement out, and they're going to get it committed to paper, and they're going to get down the road without letting the attorneys turn this into a war for them.
Yeah. And, you know, often, too, exactly like you said, letting the attorneys turn it into a war for them. Because certainly, I mean, I come from a family that's got some attorneys, and I know this from some of the divorce attorneys that I've met in the past. I mean, a lot of what happens is you have got court filings and, you know, billable hours, and all of that starts to really stack up. So these divorces can get really costly, can't they?
Yes, they really can. It's hard to imagine a couple getting divorced contested without kids for less than $10,000 aside.
Ooh.
And if you've got kids to fight over, well, and if you've got money, well, send it to your lawyer because it's going to cost that much.
Yeah, no kidding. How did you know you were onto something? You said you've been doing it since 2000. How did you know that you had struck a niche here, one that obviously people felt was valuable?
Well, if you've looked at my website, you've seen I've got hundreds of testimonials. I'd shepherd people through the process, and they just loved it. They loved the fact that they were in control of it. And a lot of it is the honesty of the whole process. If someone says, well, I want to do this legal thing to rattle the other side's cage. And I say, okay, that's fine. Send me $1,000. And they say, well, you know, maybe not. Maybe we'll rattle their cage some other way. So by making it a flat fee up front for the basic services and saying, well, if you want to do more and if I agree to do it, you got to send me more money, they begin to realize that it's not free to start throwing, you know, discovery grenades at the other side.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I love that, discovery grenades. And two, a lot of times people will think that they can do it on their own. And I guess you could technically, but the problem is that's where it gets complicated. There are so many things people don't understand about getting that final decree of divorce. Have you found that sometimes somebody's tried to go through the process themselves and said, oh, I can do this for $300, and then they've come to you and said, please, Hal, help me?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I started looking at going specifically after many of these people who had, trying to help some of these people who had filed on their own and their case was about to be dismissed. And I found that, for instance, in Dallas County, there was a huge number of cases about to be dismissed because the folks found it easy to file for divorce by themselves, but they couldn't figure out how to get the rest of the paperwork done to wrap up the divorce, so the divorce was about to be dismissed. And the assistant judges in Dallas have a form letter with something like 20 different reasons to, you know, check the box why the paperwork from the forms company wasn't adequate to meet the needs. You know, for instance, a divorce with kids, depending on how big a typeface you use and whatnot, is often 50 pages. And the forms you get from the form companies are maybe like 12 or 15 pages, and they just don't cover all the stuff that the law and the judges like to have covered.
Yeah, no kidding. So if you, and realistically, if somebody gets a civilized divorce, how long could it take? If everything's good, you fill out the paperwork, how long would a civilized divorce take?
Well, under Texas law, which is where I practice, the petition has to be on file for at least 60 days before the divorce can legally be final. And if the parties move quickly in terms of getting the paperwork done, it wouldn't be at all uncommon to get a divorce wrapped up 62, 65, 70 days after they hired me and I filed the petition for divorce.
Yeah, much different than the War of the Roses, right?
Oh, much. And, of course, in other jurisdictions, sometimes they have a legal separation that we don't have in Texas, and maybe they have to have been separated for over a year and other things. So it's different in every state.
All right, Hal, thanks so much for coming on ATN, and we'll tell everyone they can check out civilized-divorce.com. It's a sad thing, but when you're in the middle of it, if you could do it civilized, I think it's much better. Thanks, Hal.
Thank you, Kate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And heading into the new year, as I said, when you think of that statistic, and there's no true number, I mean, there's no hard number, only the one that's been manipulated where it's about half. In some cases, I've had attorneys tell me they think it's actually more than half at this point, which is, wow, that's unbelievable. All the I do's that end up falling apart. But if you have to go down that road, you have to have no choice. It'd be much better, certainly for the families, to do it in a civilized way. Coming back on the flip side, odds and ends, filling in on the details on what's been shaking around the country here in just a second on ATN.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Gold is like nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Been a disaster on Christmas, including finally we hear from the president about reaction to the Nigerian student who in his underwear contained about double the material carried by Richard Reed, the shoe bomber. Could have been a catastrophe, as I said, on Christmas Day in Detroit. Here's what President Obama said about it.
Those who would slaughter innocent men, women, and children must know that the United States will do more than simply strengthen our defenses. We will continue to use every element of our national power to disrupt, to dismantle, and defeat the violent extremists who threaten us.
All right, and certainly, I mean, this is more than frightening. I think this is what we have been talking about on America Tonight. More than a wake-up call, let's hope. Flight 253, again, could have easily ended in a horrible disaster. The explosive certainly enough to blow a hole through the side of the plane. Who knows if everybody would have went down on that plane or not. Luckily, it was not ignited for whatever reason, and this is all part of that investigation. But can you imagine? So still, it's jaw-dropping when you think about it. How in the world do you get through the kind of security that we supposedly have set up. Now, again, this flight originated in Nigeria, Amsterdam, and then on to Detroit. But still, I question the visa process. I question why there weren't some kind of red flags when he was already on a list that we talked about of over 500,000 people. Granted, not the no-fly list, not that one, with 4,000 or so people, but still on a list where somebody should have caught something, especially when you're talking, again, about paying cash for a flight, one-way ticket. You know, all the signs are there that we saw during 9/11, the things that happened afterwards, the conversations. Wow, well, this happened and that happened, and how come nobody knew? And, geez, didn't you notice this? Well, these were things, I think, that should have been flagged down. Now it brings into question in picking up passengers. And ultimately, the destinations where they arrive into Detroit or wherever, you know, how safe are we? The visa thing, I keep going back to that. Who better to have on the show than terrorism expert? He's just terrific. Jeff Atticott, who I think is on vacation and is kind enough to join us for a few here on ATN. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, Kate, I'm doing great.
Yeah, well, happy holidays. Sorry it's in better circumstances, but we appreciate your time.
Oh, absolutely a pleasure, and happy holidays to y'all, too.
Okay, so this thing happens with this flight going into Detroit. It originates in Nigeria and goes through Amsterdam and then on to the United States. And the one question I guess I have is the visa process. You know, when the guy was going to blow up the building in Detroit, but of course that was thwarted by the FBI as they gained his trust, the kid, you know, et cetera. It turned out, again, he had an expired visa. How often are we seeing this? Do you think a lot of this, because he had a student visa, the Nigerian 23-year-old who could have blown up this flight, do you think, Jeff, that inherently there's a big problem with our visa system and what's happening with the State Department?
No, there's no question. It's a broken system. I mean, not just this incident, but we have millions and millions of people that are here illegally. We don't know how many people are here, how they got here, where they came from. We've tried to patch up some of these holes since 9/11, but there's really been no serious effort, you know, to really plug this gap, particularly when you have this fellow banned from going into Britain, and yet we're giving him a 2-year visa.
Wow. It's just crazy. And then you have the Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano saying that there was no indication that the incident was connected to a larger plot. And then you have Al-Qaeda claiming, no, this was part of the training, etc. What do you believe?
Well, I don't believe Napolitano, not for a minute. She's changed her stories. Initially, she said, oh, yeah, everything's fine. The system works great. And then she later came in and said, yeah, the system is broken. On cross-examination and a couple of talk shows, she admitted that she has not personally reviewed the entire system, how we develop the no-fly list and how we have our other list. She is clearly a deer in the headlights, and she's been on the job a year. It's really a phenomenon, you know, from the administration that they don't want to call this a war on terror. They don't want to dedicate the resources. They wish it would go away. They don't want to confront it. They don't want to call it radical Islam. They want to call it extremist. You know, these aren't extremists. These are radical Islamic terrorists that want to kill us, and we'd better stand up and pay attention because this incident was a hair's breadth from occurring, and there's others out there right now as we're speaking that are, you know, seeing this, seeing the lacks of security and preparation, and they're plotting, whether they're lone wolf like the individual at Fort Hood or they're coming from Al-Qaeda Central like this fellow.
Yeah, no kidding. High-tech scanners that we have like in 19 airports, but you know there's a lot of privacy concerns about the, as you know, the puffer system, etc. Do you think that, because maybe this would have stopped and they could have seen it, they say, perhaps if they had had it, is this part of the problem that there's just not enough resources, as you were sort of mentioning there, dedicated to security at our airports?
Well, it's a twofold problem. As I've said many times, if you're trying to stop these guys at the airport, you're too late. We want to stop them before they get to the airport. But certainly we need the body imaging scanners. I've been through one myself, but we've had a lot of screaming and yelling by the civil liberty groups that you're evading privacy. As a consequence, the body scanners that we do have are calibrated way, way down. Those body imaging scanners, if they're calibrated correctly, they can count the number of hairs on your thigh, so to speak. And, you know, I'd much rather be a live passenger than someone that you write on my tombstone that, you know, they were politically correct. You know, we need to have every tool in our arsenal to fight these people because they use our freedoms against us.
Yeah, I agree. And you brought up the buzzword there, politically correct. Is that part of the problem that this administration, from what you've seen, that's what it's about? Whoa, gloves off, forget it, we can't do that. Don't even mention the word profile. Absolutely, we cannot do it. We don't compare us to Israel. We don't want to be like El Al. We cannot do that in this country. Is that part of the problem?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have to be like the Israelis. That's the pattern that they use. They stop their folks before they get to the airport. They have a tremendous system of cross-screening, cross-checking. And when Janet Napolitano says, well, we've got, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, we can't watch them all, you know, yeah, you can. With computer search engines, it takes a megasecond if someone's in the system to pull them up, to look at the flags. This fellow bought a one-way ticket. He paid cash.
Mm-hmm.
He checked no luggage. These are all flags that should have popped up. He's coming from a Middle Eastern country. That's another flag. That's not the only flag. But certainly we know that the jihadist extremists fall into a certain category. They are young males. They come from Middle Eastern countries, the majority of them. And these people need special scrutiny. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, I agree with that. And now, of course, if you're going through any airport, what they're saying is expect you might be patted down, more bag searches. Forget it, an hour outside of the airport. Everybody has to sit like they're being punished by the teacher. No laptops, no getting up. Is this just not ridiculous? I mean, is this, again, they're not treating what's really wrong with the problem, right?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, they need to, we need greater intelligence on the front end of the process. But I've been to a lot of airports around the world. Some airports, like in Colombia, for example, you have body searches physically for every passenger that gets on the plane. Different countries have different standards. We need to adopt, you know, more stringent standards. We need to make that happen before we have a third attack on the homeland. And, of course, the second attack on the homeland was Major Hassan at Fort Hood, which the Obama administration still won't call it a radical jihadi attack, but that was the second attack on the homeland since 9/11. And we're due for a third one if we don't, you know, understand what's going on, who the enemy is, and act accordingly.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff Atticott, thanks so much. Always great to get the insight from you on, sadly, what happened this last time around. Let's hope we don't have a third time, and this is the big wake-up call, I think. Thank you.
Thanks, Kate. My pleasure.
All right. Again, he's always good, as you heard him say. He knows. He's been through many of the airports, like I was explaining to you in my travels, Ecuador, even. I said it was a holiday vacation, but Turks and Caicos, certainly, they looked cross-eyed, asked a bunch of questions, pulled me aside, as they did with several of the other passengers who had come in from Miami. So are you confused? Lots of passengers who flew on Monday, which is one of the busiest travel days of the year, were very, very confused, didn't know what to do. Even the babies apparently were frisked. There was some tight security in and around the planes, but as Jeff says, it's too late once you get to the airport. What do you think? Is it time to take the gloves off? 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the Internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Gotta love that. That's a throwback. Good job, Donovan. Always on top of it. He's reading my mind musically. That's a good thing. Hey, everybody. Happy holidays. Hope you enjoyed your family and maybe you're still with them. And, of course, we're rolling into a new year. And you know what that means? That means resolutions. I resolve that I will profile when something looks awry as I am getting on a plane. I mean, sadly, can you imagine just how close that was? It's tough to get away from this. It just happened on Friday, and here we are Monday. Imagine families and what that would have been like, and also the lockdown mode we would have been in this country. So Monday, you have passengers who are a little bit delayed. You have passengers who are getting pulled aside. You have confusion about the new rules because the airlines are saying that the new rules mean that you have to stay in the seat, and that kicked in on Saturday. Of course, always the response to whatever the would-be terrorist happens to do, as we know, whether it's the liquids because that happened in London or Richard Reed, the shoe bomber. So we take off of take off our shoes. And now in this case, because you had the Nigerian student who stood up and was trying to get the detonator and the detonator didn't work or whatever specifically happened, there's some confusion on that. But Abdullah Matalib, whatever it was, then, of course, that's exactly what we're going to do to everybody else as we're screening. I mean, come on, give me a break here. So the TSA issues a security, and this is like, what, a month on the heels after, of course, the TSA memo on some of the specific things they did was, whoops, accidentally released to a bunch of websites. So now they issue a security directive for U.S.-bound flights from overseas. And one of the things that you'll see, of course, is the screening at the gates. But I've already seen that. I saw that in Orlando when you check your bags in. So now you're stumbling to the plane. You could get pulled aside with that. And there may be other things as far as stowing carry-ons, even domestically, not just internationally, and then personal items, too, as well. I mean, obviously, let's face this. It's what they're now saying, and what the Homeland Security Secretary, Janet Napolitano, is saying, who I agree with Jeff Atticott, by the way. She's like a deer in the headlights. But changing the stories, this is the constant thing we're seeing. And not, it could have been an easy statement. Go on the Sunday shows. Yes, there seems to have been a little bit of confusion. The security measures that are in place, obviously something happened, blah, blah, blah. But never, ever, ever does that come out that way. And so then it looks like there's a constant fluctuating story. Kind of reminds me of, there was a moment in The American President, that movie, that featured Michael Douglas, and Annette Bening was in it, and so was Michael J. Fox. And in the movie, Michael J. Fox is the spin artist. He's the Robert Gibbs, if you will, the White House spokesperson. And he says, I always tell women that all plans are soft. Basically, I think that's what the deal is with anyone surrounding the White House. All plans are soft. We tell you to say one thing, you say one thing, but then, oops, be on the lookout to make a big change. So she made a big change on Monday from Sunday. And in case you have been buried with family and friends and just made it a point to not look at the news or read a paper, I'll re-rack this one for you. Nigerian passenger on a Northwest Airlines flight from Amsterdam allegedly attempted to start a fire as the plane prepared to land in Detroit. What was he carrying? PETN, the same stuff Richard Reed had, only he had much more of it. Enough, in fact, to blow a hole in the side of the plane. It could have been a major disaster, certainly to say the least. I mean, to say the least. Now, in Canada, apparently, they're taking this pretty serious. The Canadian flights, I heard of everywhere, have been the most ridiculous. I mean, there's been a lot of chaos with in Canada over this. Air Canada issued new rules and talked about the onboard activities basically during the final hour of flight, that the passengers have to be seated. They're not allowed access to carry-on bags or to have any items on their laps. Oof, this is going to be rough. Here's what I suggest. When you go on the plane, you got to really hope you don't have the Brady Bunch sitting next to you. Because I love kids like the next person, but I think the best thing ever invented was those little DVD players so they could watch The Princess Bride or The Princess and the Frog or whatever. Because I don't blame them. I mean, kids are restless. It's a long flight sometimes, 3 hours, 4 hours, coast to coast, 5 hours. What do you expect from the kids? So now they have to go hold it in? Hold it in, honey. You're 3 years old. You can't get up. You might be a terrorist. I mean, it's ridiculous. What it is. Sam is listening to us in Montreal, speaking of Canada. Hey, Sam, we hear that Air Canada is really clamping down on people flying in and out of the country.
Big time.
Yeah, the headlines are ugly.
Well, Air Canada is an ugly airline, but we won't go into that. basically, they are telling people no blankets on top,
oof,
no PCs.
Ooh.
No coloring books for the children.
Oof.
Yeah, I know. And so, like they said, an hour before landing, you have to be seated. You're not allowed to use the can.
Wow.
Yeah, so what happens if someone's got a case of, how shall I put this as delicately as possible without getting the FCC on your butt? A case of the runs.
Well, yeah, which happens. I mean, or just sick. Somebody's ill. Somebody's very, very ill.
Yeah.
Whatever. If you have a kid, there's a child that has to use the restroom. I mean, you know, 2 and 3 years old. You have to change a diaper.
What happens
what
happens if someone maybe is, has, you know, all of a sudden something happens and they have to take their medication?
Yeah, I think it's going to be rough. I think there are going to be rough moments on planes. I do. And then there's the delays on the planes.
Yeah, because I was watching the news earlier tonight, and they were talking at Pierre Elliott Trudeau Airport, Montreal's airport. And because of this, there were some people who were hoping to get away Friday, for Christmas, couldn't even. And one of them now some people are even thinking of taking, suing Air Canada. And I'm thinking, why sue Air Canada? It was, with all due respect, Delta. You should sue Delta for this. With all due respect, I think you should sue Air Canada because the people running it are a bunch of idiots anyway. But that's another story. I spoke to Julie earlier, and she's coming home Wednesday. Woo!
And, that's great. I love it.
Yeah, and she was telling me, okay, they're supposed to be at the airport in Rome 2 hours before the flight. But because of this, she doesn't know when to show up.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you, you got to be there at least 2 hours ahead.
Yeah, and talking about, bigotry, she went to see her daughter play. And her daughter's team was playing a game on Sunday. There are a couple of Jewish kids on, besides Julie's daughter, there was another Jewish kid, right?
Uh-huh.
And some of the other team's fans were, yelling anti-Israel, anti-Jewish remarks, throwing coins on the floor.
Are you kidding?
I kid ye not.
Oh, that's awful.
So the owner of, not her team, but the other team, took the microphone and said, if you see anybody doing it, let security know and throw them out. Remember, they're here to be entertained. If not, I'll default the game to the other team.
Wow.
If I saw that owner, I think I would probably, first of all, try and get him tickets to a Canadiens game. then I would just shake his hand because that is class. I mean, saying, hey, guys, just because of a bunch of flaming idiots, of course, being a little less colorful. To me, that is class, just to say, hey, they're here to watch, we're here to watch them play volleyball, not to air your political views.
That's terrible that happened.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to wrap my mind around that. That's awful.
Yeah. It was just, unfortunately, like three or four people. Mm-hmm. But it took those three, as they were being escorted out of the arena, Julie yells in English, hey, GAL. In text messaging language, get a life. That's what she told.
Yeah, I like that. Get a life.
Yeah. By the way, I am now hockeyed out today.
What? How much hockey have you watched?
Okay, I watched something called the Spangler Cup, which is four European club teams and an all-star team of Canadians. Okay, and one of them was a former Philadelphia Flyer who was supposed to be this can't miss prospect, Alexander Daigle.
Oh.
Name from the past.
Yeah, no kidding.
So now he's playing pro hockey in Europe. So it's an all-star team of Canadians. And they were playing against a team from a team called Davos. They're from Switzerland. They're the host country. They also had a team from the Russian league, from the Czech league, and tomorrow they're playing a team from the German league. And then I watched the World Junior Hockey Championships. We won today, we beat Switzerland 6-0, and then we watched the Canadians lose tonight 4-2 to Ottawa. Besides that, I've had a great day.
Sweet, lots of hockey. You gotta love that from across the border. Thanks, Sam. You have a good one. Coming up, we'll talk to the rest of you. Of course, many emails. In fact, we'll do the emails next on the show. Hang around.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
We turn away to face the cold, enduring chill as the day bends the night. Mercy, love.
Every element of our national power, you heard that earlier in this hour, to keep Americans safe, and saying that the failed Christmas Day plot to blow up a Detroit-bound airliner was a serious reminder of the need to continually adapt security measures against the changing terrorist threat. All right, do you think there's any muscle behind this? Now, of course, anybody who's a sitting president doesn't want to see this happen. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, how far is the administration willing to go? As we also heard from Jeff Atticott, who's not afraid to say what he thinks, as he's been to Guantanamo, he's worked with the FBI, he just was in Mumbai to talk about the situation there. He travels all around the world, and he's been through some tough security measures, but he's a terrorism expert and has helped people on various areas of terrorism and dealing with the legalities of it, certainly. An interesting thing came out today that in this plot to blow up this plane in Detroit, two of the Al-Qaeda members supposedly part of helping with the sewing the device in the underwear, in other words, helping with this plot to carry it out, to help Abdullah Muttalib carry out what he was going to do. Two of them, of the four supposedly that helped plan, were prisoners at Gitmo and were released in 2007. And now you look at Yemen and you know that this is also a breeding ground. This is a place where you have terrorist camps, Al-Qaeda is recruiting, etc. There's no doubt. And we know that certainly because of some that have been held at Guantanamo. So there's some confusion after this attempted bombing about airport security procedures and when to get to the airport. You heard Sam talk about his girlfriend in Italy and how long do you think you need to be at the airport? Was the two-hour rule before? Is it going to be more? Is it going to be that you're not going to be able to have any carry-ons? Is it going to be that you're never going to be able to touch the overhead? And I just can think of scenarios that are very real and not somebody just even getting antsy. Things with children especially. Maybe some older people. There are problems with blanket rules about being able to have electronic devices. So now, once again, it's a reaction to something that somebody has tried to pull on us in the United States. And thank goodness that did not happen. You have to have better airport scanners. And the whole privacy thing and the fact that it's been delayed by the privacy fears, I mean, really. Hey, if somebody wants to get right down to the hairs on my body and it means that everybody on my plane is safe, I do not care. What I care about is the safety. If I'm going to see my family in the East Coast, if I'm going to see my family in Florida, New Jersey, wherever, if any of you are flying domestically or internationally, you care about the safety, right? You want to get in one piece, you're already paying half the time a fortune for that flight. You want to get in one piece, you want to get out of one piece, right? And now it's going to be much more difficult as far as the security hurdles. But will it really amount to anything when you're searching babies? This is a result of that Northwest Flight 253 and the terrorism plot. Now, one of the smartest things that, of course, is going to happen is reviewing the terror list. Of all the people we have on the payroll in the federal government, these lists aren't looked over. Jeff Atticott said exactly what I've been saying. How can it be that this guy had a two-year student visa, yet he paid in cash? It was a one-way ticket. I mean, isn't that an instant red flag guarantee? If I paid in cash for a flight one way, I would probably be questioned. You would probably be questioned. He was not questioned. That's an obvious one. Why are you paying? Why are you going one way? What's the intent? Blah, blah, blah. And especially in the visa application process, I think that's where you could really cast a wider net and catch some of these people in the process. All right, a lot of you have reacted as well. If you don't want to call, you can shoot me an email. Many have done that in the wee hours. 800-259-5791. That's the number to jingle. The digits again, 800-259-5791. But here are some of the emails that I've received since this happened. Here's a couple quick ones. This one from Robert. Robert, thanks for the email. Hi, Kate. Good morning. The state of the art full body scanning equipment that is currently available has the ability to see the kind of explosive device used in the recent failed attempt. Again, this was in his underwear. Collectively, we can blame four groups for why we are not using this better scanning technology. Libertarians, it infringes upon our privacy. Privacy advocates, it infringes upon our privacy. Economic conservatives, it's too expensive for the government to make the investment. Airline, airport industry, it's too expensive for the airports to make the investment because they would pass the cost onto the airlines, which would then pass the cost on to the passengers. Have a good day. All right, Robert, you make some excellent points. And everywhere you turn, there was opposition to the body scanners. And you know what? It's funny. For as many people on this show who, and I question it too often with the cameras, etc. For as much as I would question privacy, I'll tell you, not with the body scanners, I don't question that. Because of what's happened recently, well, not before Detroit, because of what's happened since 9/11, I don't necessarily question that. I question the people, though, that are part of the screening process. Give me a break. And that goes back to the paying thing. You want to pay real security experts, you want an LL kind of safety record, then you got to pay big money, and that's the problem. Hi, Kate. Was listening to your show this evening. You were speaking about the guy who almost took down the Delta flight. Honestly, I thought it was very strange that someone could just board a flight and not have his passport considered the kinds of security that exist at these airports these days. But then I was listening to Alex Jones on the GCN network. From his source, an official in a suit was with this guy and managed to convince the people at the ticket counter to let the guy go on the plane. That's right. We talked about that. It's been all over the Detroit news, I think, in the last couple of days. Now, here's the story that takes a different shape. I don't know if you've listened, but there are others who are getting information that is different than what is being stated in the mainstream media in the U.S. Apparently, the media in Europe are getting the same story that, for example, that Alex got. I don't know. I think it's worth checking out other media sources other than those which exist in the U.S. I agree. That's why I often comb through a lot of those sources as well. You make a very good point. And what Alex said is exactly what's being reported in, as I said, all over Detroit. There were a couple that they just happened to be attorneys. They were watching it unfold, the fact that you had a guy in a suit, well-dressed, who was there with the Nigerian student. He didn't have a passport. He got him on, and all of a sudden, he doesn't have a passport, but somehow he gets on that plane. So explain it. Obviously, something to do with what was going on, or he wouldn't be escorting him. So how does that happen? Isn't it just an absolute no? Can you imagine that? Who could escort me to get on a plane in the United States without a passport or identification? I have no license. I have no anything. And you think I'm going to talk my way onto a flight from Dallas to L.A. or from Dallas to Chicago or Dallas to New York? The answer is no, no, no. And then again, no. No matter who you are, it would be automatic reason to shut you down. That did not happen in Nigeria. He did not have a passport, which certainly raises red flags. Thanks for the emails. Keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net.
I'm not falling for this.